From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kaulbach. This summer, smoke has been descending upon many places in North America. This served as a reminder of this wonderful poem from W.W. Campbell. Along the line of smoky hills, the crimson forest stands, and all the day the blue jay calls through the autumn lands. Now by great marshes wrapped in mist, or past some river's mouth, throughout the long, still autumn day, wild birds are flying south. Autumn is dawning. The birds that we call shorebirds have already begun their long trek south. Many of them nest in the Arctic and stop by to forage on our mudflats and marshes. The refuge and our ocean beaches are an important refueling stop for our sandpipers, plovers, and many of our wading birds. Large black clouds of sooty shearwaters have been traveling the shores of the Pacific of late. They migrate by the thousands along our shores. Sooty shearwaters, after breeding in the southern hemisphere, migrate to the North Pacific Ocean for their non-breeding season. Soon our waterfowl, including ducks and geese, will seek food and rest on the lands of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. You can find them on Willapa Bay, Tarlet Slough, and the wetlands at the end of 67th Street in Long Beach. The huge wetland on 85th Street will become home to various species of foraging geese and ducks. Brant geese will rest in Willapa Bay, often near Leadbetter Point and elsewhere on the bay, where they can feast on their favorite meal of eelgrass. Look for Canada geese and cackling geese in the fields of the refuge. They will gather by the hundreds to refuel for their journey south. Happy birding! Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.